Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Everybody, and welcome to another episode of Bravo East Coast Housewives. I'm your main bitch, Kim. Hello, hello. And yins, guys, I just have to say, I am so sorry for not releasing an episode last week. Let me tell you this, and it was a bitch. I'm still going through it currently. I am going through a pinched nerve in my neck and shoulder, and it is the worst pain. I literally couldn't get out of bed for like 3 days. It's getting better, but even when I just breathed the way that I did, it kind of hurt. So that's why I didn't post an episode last week. I'm so sorry, Yins guys. But I'm glad that you're back. And guess what? It's going to be an awesome show today because I have a Believe family member in my home studio via Zoom. Woohoo! He is the host of two podcasts on the Believe Podcast Network. It is Believe in UCLA and Believe in an Athlete's Journey. Everyone, welcome Travis Reed. Hello, my dear. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me on.
Yes. And where are you currently?
I am in California right now.
So how is California right now? Because I just saw on the news that y'all are getting some pretty bad weather.
Well, the funny thing is, it was raining like cats and dogs yesterday.
Yeah.
And guess what happened today?
Nothing.
Sun.
Interesting. Okay, well, yeah. You know, the news tells a lot of crazy stuff. They were saying, like, wind is coming, lots of rain, flooding, and all that kind of stuff. I mean,
it was all that in like California fashion today. It was cold, but it was just 100% sun.
Oh, wow. Now, are you originally from Los Angeles?
Yes, born and raised.
Okay. And Yins, guys, I don't know. Well, I'm just going to tell you because Yins don't know. By the way, I'm a Pittsburgh girl. That's why I say Yins. Have you ever heard of the term Yins, like a Yinzer?
No.
What are your thoughts right now just hearing it?
I want to know what it is, what it means.
Yins is like, you know, someone from Boston saying use guys. Isn't that a Boston thing? I think they say use guys. Or maybe it's a New York thing. I can't really remember. But Yins is basically saying, hey, you guys, what's going on? But I got to put the Pittsburgh flair to it. You know what I mean? Okay.
You learn something new every day.
So, well, yeah. Yes. Oh, and that's my point, Yins, guys. Travis here is a former basketball player. And I do have to say that I reached out and I asked him if he knows Juan Dixon. And Travis, please tell us what you told me. And I was so excited.
Well, no, I said that I played against him in college when he was at Maryland and I was at UCLA way back in the day.
Oh, and was he, I don't know how you're going to respond to this, but it's going to be fun. Was he as beautiful then as he is now?
You know,
this is what we do here.
Now, I would say he was handsome, I guess.
Yes. You know? Listen, Juan Dixon is my almost number... Well, you know, I have so many house husbands that I love on all these shows, and we will get into it. I know you're super excited. but Juan Dixon, he is on The Real Housewives of Potomac because his fiance, Robin, she's like my favorite housewife of all time, pretty much. And I'm just excited that you were able to play up against Juan back in the day. So, yeah. And we're going to get into some like basketball stuff within this episode. We're actually going to go back to the past. We could call it Blast to the Past, even though people say Blast from the Past. Anyways, since New York, Potomac, and Jersey are not playing right now because the seasons are coming up, we actually just wrapped up Potomac. So they finished their reunion a couple weeks ago. So we're waiting for the other two East Coast shows because that's what I cover. But the OC, Orange County, recently just came out with a few episodes. And I figured we'd go back in the day in the vaults of the Orange County ladies. And we're just going to go discuss the one episode. Let's see. Let me look at my notes here. Season 10, episode 2, called Take a Swing. And yes, 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 we all remember. This is whenever Shannon and David are doing their couples retreat and the whole tombstone eulogy thing. It was weird as fuck. I can't understand it. But Travis, are you ready to get going? Are you excited for this?
Oh, I've never been more excited than anything.
Yes, I love the enthusiasm. Also, by the way, he's semi-new. He's new to the Bravo world, but he is being a good sport, and I appreciate it so much. So we're just going to recap this lovely little episode. So obviously, we have these five housewives, right? Mm-hmm. Megan, Vicky, Tamra, Shannon, and Heather. Which Heather came back. She's back in the new season because she left for a couple years. Now she's back. In like the first two episodes, she was talking about how extravagant her house is and her husband's plastic surgeon, and they just have lots of money. So, but back season 10. Okay. So Vicky and Tamra, they're not really in a good place from the season before with the whole Brooks thing, because Brooks is with Vicky and he kind of faked that he had cancer, and then all that shit kind of got crazy. But it was really good on the show, I do have to say. But don't fake cancer. That's fucked up. Anyways. Yeah. So Heather is then getting ready for this party. She's going to a bakery or something because she wants to throw a launch party for her new wine that she's doing in Napa, of course, because that's how fancy pants Heather works. From there, after the whole bakery hang with Heather, we go to Goodwin. I think they were at a Wyndham Hotel or something. And you have Shannon and David there. Well, Travis, at this point, We learned that David had an affair, and he told Shannon, and obviously that's hella bad, and we don't like you, David. So they're at this couple's retreat, and the lady who's in charge of it is talking about writing each other's eulogy, and then they just bring out a tombstone that reads, "Here lies Shannon." And then it has like the year that she was born, March, whatever. And then I think, what year was this? 2015 or something. So then David starts reading Shannon's eulogy. I mean, what are your thoughts when that happened? I mean, is that what people do when they go to couples retreats when they're trying to work on stuff? I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, I've never been to a couples retreat, but right, reading somebody's eulogy, I would say it's kind of weird. I would never want to read anybody's eulogy while they're sitting right there next to me.
Yeah, and I that's a weird exercise. I don't know what the part of the exercise of like doing that, what it was for. What are your thoughts? Yeah.
I would have never done it. That's just me. we would have been, on to the next thing. I would not have participated, because that's like saying you're sitting next to your mom. I want you to read your mom's eulogy. Like,
right?
You know, and I'm just like, no, I'm not doing that.
So yeah.
I wouldn't have done it, but it's really, really weird.
Yeah, it's freaky. And I'm wondering, like, do you think something like that could save America? I mean, I personally thought it was just really great for TV, personally. But in my mind, I was just like, in all reality, this probably doesn't happen.
Yes,
I wouldn't think so.
I would definitely say that. I don't know if that could, you know, save a marriage. I would say it can maybe show the person how much they mean to you.
Right.
So, you know, if they're gone from your life forever,
right,
they'll never come back.
Right.
How would you be sad? Or would you be like, okay.
Yeah.
You know,
I do remember Shannon said in her confessional that in Orange County, I mean, since you're a California guy, maybe you know this. She said, again, this was like 2015 or whatever. She said that this the divorce rate in Orange County is 70%.
I would say this. The California is like 50%, like literally 50%.
Oh,
you know,
really?
Like 48.9%. Yeah.
Okay.
Of all divorces in California. So, yeah, that's a real thing. California people, like, they feel like they're in the beach, they're in the sun, they have a lot of options, no matter what the age is.
Super Coachella, whatever that means, I don't even know.
Exactly. super, like, I can get another person just like you, even if I'm 50, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. Yeah. So, I thought that was a very interesting fact that, or at least Shannon's fact that she laid out on that episode. I was like, why do you know this one? And like, it was almost like she was researching it. You know what I mean? It was almost like maybe she was doing that to make herself feel more secure in her marriage. I have no idea. But I thought that was a little funky. But from the couple's retreat, then we go to Heather meeting up with Tamra. They meet up at a juice bar. I mean, is that, I mean, do you meet up with your friends at a juice bar? That sounds very LA to me.
That is very LA. Look, don't get me wrong. I go to the juice bar, you know, Robux.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I go to Robux or, you know, just depending, you know, juice it up.
What's your juice of choice?
Something strawberry. Strawberry something.
Yes. Strawberry banana?
Yes. Love it. Love it.
The best.
Yes. Love it. Okay. Yes. After a workout or something like that, or, you know, it's a hot day, you go to the juice bar, get your strawberry banana drink.
Well, they have free, don't they have freestanding juice bars? And it's not just the juice bar in the gym, correct?
Yes. Yes. They do have juice bars in the gym. Like, you can get those in the gym, out of the gym, wherever you're at. And sometimes you can get the big, big, huge cup.
Yeah.
Of it. Or, you know, I don't get that
before.
Yeah. I've gotten it before. I'm not alone. That's what I'm being, like, you know, like greedy.
Oh my God.
Like, I want the big one. Give me the big gulp. The big gulp of the juice.
7-Eleven, gulp that up. What, the free gulp day? Or when do you get the free gulp at 7-Eleven?
Summer. In the summer.
Okay.
Yeah, in the summer.
Be ready, Inns guys. Summer's coming eventually, even though we haven't hit winter just yet, but we're coming there. Okay, so back to Heather and Tamara. They meet up for some juice, like some close girlfriends do. And I think it's been a minute since Heather and Tamara were together, because Tamara's going through a lot of shit. She's like finalizing her divorce and all this kind of stuff. Her daughter isn't talking to her anymore and kind of like exiled her from her life or whatever. And she's going through some stuff. So Heather is talking to Tamara about this whole sparkling wine that she's doing and the party that she wants to throw in Napa with her friends. And then all of a sudden, Tamara's like, you know what? I'm dealing with so much. And, you know, I'm still feuding with Vicky, which is a close girlfriend, or was, which is, she's also a housewife. So she was feuding with Vicky with the whole Brooks thing and the cancer. So she's going through a lot, you know, that's just part of the housewife character. That's just what you're supposed to go. Then we go back to the couple's retreat with Shannon and David. He shares with Shannon and the lady that's in charge of this, he shares two ways that he caused Shannon pain. In my opinion, I'm like, what the fuck? I can name more than two ways that you made her upset. Like, are you, like, for real, two ways? Do we want to go more? Like, that was crazy.
So he's
like, I know the two ways, the affair. And I'm like, well, no shit, Sherlock. Like, what the, like, what is wrong with you? Like, I don't, anyways. So from that whole thing with that whole couples retreat, just because you don't really follow the whole Bravo world, what are your predictions of them being together present day?
You know, honestly, when it comes to like an affairs and things like that, it takes a strong woman to kind of get over those things. Mm-hmm. The fact that, you know, she said that 70% people get divorced, that might be hard, because she might be like, well, I can divorce him and get his money anyway, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But it would take a really, 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 really secure, strong woman to stay. You know, it's very few Beyonce types, you know?
Ah, so with that one episode that you saw, what's your prediction? Do you think Shannon and David are still together?
I think it depends on how much money he would kind of lavish on her, you know, after the situation.
Well, Shannon, she's very feng shui in her house, whatever that means. She has like energy people come in, and like, she does like a nice house. That is very true.
Maybe she'll get another house.
Well, let me tell you this here, Travis. They are in fact, no longer together. Now, if you would have watched more than one episode, right, you could tell that Shannon definitely would not feel trustworthy of, she wouldn't trust David. And like,
she was going
through that with for years and years. And then eventually they just like called it quits because he was still having an affair with the same woman. But him and that other woman that he had an affair with, they're
all together now.
Yes.
That's usually how it goes. It's kind of weird like that with that kind of situation. I feel like I already knew, like, it's hard for a woman to kind of retrust a man after the affair kind of thing.
I know, I would.
It's weak. Yeah.
But I'm a weak bitch.
But the guy, like, he's like, well, I already been with this chick. She already knows I don't like, you know, olives on my salad. So yeah. I might as well just go straight to her.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
It's always funny with that.
That is kind of funny because it's another franchise. It's The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. That whole franchise is about, it's so different from all the other cities because in Salt Lake City, you're talking about some of the ladies are Mormon and then like the church and all that kind of stuff. And then there was another girl that was just added to the cast and her husband wants to do like a sister wives thing, which is kind of, you know, not creepy. My thing. Yeah, it's creepy to me, but I guess, you know, you do you in Salt Lake City, I guess. I don't know. But there was another girl. There's another girl. Her name is Whitney. And her husband, she was basically the mistress because he was married to someone else. And actually, Whitney was married to, so they were both married to someone else, but they were having an affair with each other, and and now they've been together ever since. So to your point, that sounds pretty common. You do that, and then you find someone else, and then you stay with them, and then you're like, okay. Whew.
But agreed.
It's very interesting. But from that whole thing, when David was apologizing to Shannon about the affair, he had to like agree that he would tell his three daughters. And at the time, I can't remember. I think the oldest daughter was maybe 10 or 11 or something. And then they have two twins that are probably a few years younger. So you're talking like these preteen girls. And that he has to come home as an assignment to tell the girls and ask them their forgiveness. Now, what are your thoughts on, should he have done that?
No.
Yeah, why? No. I agree with you. I thought it was funky.
The kids are too young to really understand the situation.
Yeah.
Now, if the kid was like 17, 18, they kind of grasp it.
Right.
But a 7-year-old kid, they're just going to be sad. You don't need to know.
Yeah.
It gets, you know, daddy and mommy, something happens, you know, where we fall out of love.
Right. And then you even see in the scene whenever he's apologizing to the girls, he's like, I just want to say, I'm so sorry. Do you forgive me? And like the younger twins, she's looking at him. She's like, yeah, daddy, I still love you. And then the oldest one was like, oh, I'm never going to forget what you did, but I forgive you. And in my mind, I'm like, holy damn, if that was me, I would not be doing that. I would be like, get out of my face. Like, I can't deal with it. Like, but that was a really interesting scene. And I don't know. I don't know what the heck they do at those couple retreats, but I don't think I ever want to go to one. That's all I'm
saying. No. Speaking from a kid as a kid who parents got divorced, they didn't tell me any.
Oh, yeah?
They just, all of a sudden, my dad was living here with my stepmom.
Yeah.
Future stepmom at the time.
Yeah.
And my mom was here, so I had to live with my dad.
Yeah.
And that was it.
How old were you, if you don't mind me asking?
I was 13 at the time.
Okay, so you were roughly around the age that the girls are. Okay.
Yep.
So speaking for me, okay, I am with you on that one. So after that couple's retreat, now we're going to go to Megan and Jimmy. Megan is this young 30-something-year-old in this episode, and she recently got married to a former pro baseball player.
Hall of Famer, I think, or right there by Hall of Fame. Clemens.
Do you know him?
He's a home run hitter.
So you know, but do you know him?
I know. I mean, I don't know him personally, but yeah, I know him.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, I don't like him. He's not nice. He's kind of an asshole.
Well, I mean, he's a, like I said, you know, professional athletes, especially, they have egos, big egos.
Listen, you're a pro athlete. You don't seem to have an ego to me.
Former pro athlete. And I did have an ego at one point, but not no more.
So are you saying if I would have met you whenever you were still playing, I wouldn't like you? Is that what you're saying?
No, you still like me because my ego was never that big.
No. Speaking of, I just recently saw Steph Curry passed
Ray Allen
three-pointers, right?
Yeah. Last night.
Way to go, Steph. Yeah. Okay. Listen, I used to, before the pandemic, I watched the NBA religiously, okay? But since then, I've fallen off and I need to get back on track. But then I also just saw in the news that like people in the NFL and the NBA are getting COVID like freaking madness.
Well, I think what everybody knows what happened, like everybody went home for the holidays or whatever the case is around family for holidays.
That's right.
The NBA did. they ramped up their testing. And so after ramping up their testing, half, you know, a quarter of the league is infected, you know, because right. it was around their family.
Yeah.
But most of them are vaccinated, so it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
So it's not as bad.
All right, guys, everyone stay safe out there. Get your boosters and stuff, you know, stay healthy.
Because mm-hmm. you're going to be around your family, you know, this time. So
that's
yeah.
so true. That's so true. So speaking of family or the family at this time, Megan and Jimmy, they are no longer together. Are you shocked by that?
No.
Well, no, folks, shocked. They are not together. We already knew that. So
at this
point in the episode, so they're together and they go to like some homeware store or something because Megan is now living in the same house that Jimmy lived with his ex-wife. Okay. And she's like, well, I need to get my own stuff. Like, this is his house with his ex-wife. And now I'm here. So, like, I want my stuff here too. So they go shopping for that kind of stuff. They do their thing. Jimmy doesn't really seem like he's into it. I don't know if that's really like a guy thing. Do you guys like to do that? I'm not really sure. I know that my brother doesn't like to do that kind of shit.
No.
So.
No, we just do it because the wives or girlfriends want us to do it.
Yes. Yes. Well, see, that's good though. You make us happy. So after they do the homewares thing, mm-hmm. we eventually go to Tamara's house and they're talking to her husband, Eddie, who's like this buff guy who's really into fitness. He has his own fitness center and all this kind of stuff. And she was telling him about how she met up with Heather about the whole, hey, we're going to go to Napa for her sparkling wine thing. And then, oh, she gets the phone call from her frenemy, Vicky Gunvalson, who would claim that she is the original housewife and basically made all of the housewives famous and gave them their jobs because she was like, I mean, you talk about some of those pro athletes having an ego. Vicky Gunvalson is on top of that. Okay. Like she would probably look at you and say, I invented the NBA. Okay. I did. But do you want some life insurance? Because I sell that too.
Right. But I feel like salesmen or women, like they have to have some kind of ego because they're in sales, you know?
True.
And so to be in sales, you got to have like, look, I'm the baddest person, you know, in the room on the planet.
Yes.
Because I got to sell you whatever I can sell you.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm telling you, being in sales myself, I know how people think, like the top salesman.
Yes. You got to put on that... that character.
Yes.
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 That is the word. Yes. So whenever Vicky calls Tamara, Vicky is basically, she's in Mexico at this point. And then like in the past, you see the girls, they would go to Mexico and Vicky and Tamara, that was like their place. They would always have fun, get drunk and, you know, do silly things. So she's in Mexico. She calls Tamara and she's like, oh my God, I thought of you. This is so much fun. I miss you. Let's just be friends. Da, 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 da. And then Tamara's like, well, who are you there with? And then she's like, I'm here with Brooks. And then Tamara's like, oh, the guy that faked cancer. Like, what the fuck? Why are you still with him? I can't deal. But then again, she does not want to really be a part of that. She'll be cordial with Vicky. But at the same time, she's like, get this guy away from me because I can't deal with him. So basically, when Vicky was calling her, she's just like, I really just want to get on a good path with you and let's kind of move forward. That's a lot in these shows. The girls get mad at each other. They cuss each other out, call each other names, don't talk for a while, and then they meet up. Hey, can we meet up for lunch? I'm so sorry. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry too. And then it's like the cycle happens over and over again.
They have to. They can't be mad for the whole season. So eventually they have to make up so they can argue again.
Listen, have you dealt with anyone in your life in that situation as far as a girlfriend and another girlfriend? Not like your girlfriend or anything. I'm just saying like a girl and a girl, they're hanging out and then they hate each other. Like, were you ever in the middle of like hearing their conversations? Like, I hate her right now. And you basically have to be the mediator and be like, no, don't do that. She's cool. She'll come around.
No, I've been the middle guy in a friendship that was like ironclad. And then they let a dude, not me,
yes,
another guy come between them.
That's the worst.
Yeah. And so like, I was like, I know the guy, you know, he's, you know, if you want to say, suave kind of guy.
Yes, yes.
And they both end up liking him. When I told him, don't like him. I told him, don't like him. He's suave guy.
He deals bad. With a lot He's of like women. A Jax Taylor. If you knew Vanderpump, you could totally say, yes, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was, like I said, just smooth guy. And he ended up basically, both of them end up liking him. One, like really, really hard.
Yeah.
And he ended up, he slept with one of them. And then he almost slept with the other one, you know? He didn't do it. But the other one cared about him that he didn't sleep with her so much that they didn't speak for almost a year. They were best friends.
No.
Yeah, they were best friends.
Do you know what this sounds like to me, though? It sounds like an episode of The Real Housewives.
They just wasn't married, but yeah. Yeah, so I had to be the tiptoe guy, tiptoe to her house one time, tiptoe to her house.
That's stressful, I'm sure.
Yeah. I was by the end of it, about 5 months in, I was sick of it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, because you're it's like you're a broken record. You're like saying it over and over, but it's like they're not getting it, you know?
Yep.
Not because that they don't understand. It's just like they're not ready to accept it yet. Because I've been one of those people. Talking from my experiences.
I respect that. Look, I get it. I mean, you know, I've never been that guy where I'm jealous of, say I had a girl and my friend talked to her. Okay.
Yeah.
If she wants him, she wants him. She wants me, she wants me. It's okay. Yeah,
that's so adult of you.
Yeah.
No jealousy.
No jealousy.
Yeah,
no,
I'm a jealous bitch.
What I realized is that women are better, you know, and they can, I wouldn't say liars, but they're better at this than men are.
Like they manipulate, if you will.
Yeah, manipulate.
I hate that just said that. I'm not saying that I do that.
Yes.
But could I have the possibility of doing that?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think everyone can, but yeah, I can.
Women are, in certain things, yes. Women are smart, way smarter than dudes. So,
hey, I'm not going to disagree with you there, my friend.
Yes. I admit it, like, seriously. So, I would just say the situation, you know, like a guy has maybe less feelings when it comes to certain situations, but the women are smarter and they know how to kind of navigate the situation better than the dude can.
This is like super deep. I feel like, should you be my new therapist now? Like, I don't know. I feel like I can tell you my whole life story.
Hey, no problem. I'm here for you.
Well, thank you. So we're going to go back to Vicky because she's in Mexico and she's calling one of her Tres Amigas without Shannon. But I think this is before the Tres Amigas happen. Tres Amigas, mind you, is Vicky, Tamara, and Shannon when they all were really good friends. But then again, they like fall out and then they come back. You know, the whole spiel like I just gave. Mm-hmm. So Vicky is also telling Tamara on the phone, hey, I'm having a party at my house. I'm going to bring Mexico to my home because like I miss you girl so much and we're going to have so much fun. There's going to be a piñata. There's going to be tequila. This is going to be so much fun. So they're both nervous to see each other, rightfully so. And then we find out at this point, Shannon and Tamara are having like a little beef with each other too. Why? Because I believe the season before, this was whenever the whole affair thing was going on with Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
I think Shannon confided in Tamara. This is literally off the top of my head. She confided in Tamara about David having an affair. And she's like, don't tell anyone. And you know what happened? She told someone else. And then it came out. And then she's like, I hate you. So basically they're in a beef. And she was nervous about seeing her at Vicky's as well. And she feels betrayed by Tamara, which is totally understandable because she couldn't shut her mouth. So when all the ladies arrive at Vicky's house, everyone's coming. They're having a good time. Shannon and David are there. And at this point, it's weird because I felt like they were trying to put on a good face for everyone. Like, they're fine as a couple. Like, nothing was wrong. But I almost feel like when people try to do that, you stick out more. And then people are like, is there something off with you guys? And no one, I mean, I think there were only like two people that might have known about the affair and no one else did. I mean, there were a lot of people at that party, but the way that they were acting, you could just be like, there's something off with you guys. Like, y'all okay? So I thought that was pretty weird. But then David is meeting Megan and Shannon as well, because I guess last year they met each other somewhere else. And Megan said in her confessional, she's like, yeah, I know I met Shannon last time at a party or whatever. And she didn't really talk to me because I think she's mad because she thinks that I flirted with her husband, which I didn't. And then they did the clip, right? They played the clip back. And she wasn't flirting with him, but like, that's the whole thing. Shannon was always watching David. Do you know what I mean? And this was, I don't think this was, she didn't know about the affair at that time too. Mm-hmm. But like, even with her just suspecting, like, oh, why are you talking to him? Why are you talking to him that way? Like, you could already tell, like, shit ain't good.
Well, I always say, like, people gonna do what they're gonna do. You know, you can watch him like a hawk. But you can, they're going to do what they're going to do.
That's so true. That's so true. You know, and you know. Then, oh my gosh, I'm just saying, if you continue your Bravo journey, which I highly suggest that you should do, there's another housewife that comes on. Her name is Kelly Dodd. Everyone hates her in the world right now because she's not a good person. Okay. But she made for great TV, let me tell you, especially the one episode when she, oh, this like pulled at my heartstrings though. She looked at David because they were at like the 70s party. She looked at David. No, she looked at Shannon. She's like, no wonder why your husband cheated on you, because Shannon said something silly and Kelly didn't like it. Yeah, see, look at your face. You're like, what the hell? Yeah, let me tell you, that's the Real Housewives. That's it in all cities, just in a different way with different women. But like, the problems seem to be the same. This current year has been about Erica Jane and her husband, Tom Girardi, who's like freaking 80-some years old. She's like 30 years younger than him or whatever. And she is like in this legal trouble because her husband stole all this money from like plane crash victims and stuff, allegedly is what they're saying. But I mean, the thing is going to go on forever and ever as far as the trial, because I'm sure she'll have to go do that. And then you have this other lady in Salt Lake City. She got arrested over the summer for like this money scheme and shit. I mean, it's all legal shit right now this season. Last season, last year, it was all about Potomac, Candace, and Monique dragging Candace and all that stuff, like pulling her by the hair. Like I said, Yins guys, I don't condone violence, but I do have to say, it was a really good episode. It really was. It really was. I can't help it.
Okay.
So eventually, dinner rolls around and everyone's sitting at their table. Everything seems to be good and civil. Everyone's getting along. And at the same time, there was another lady that arrived. Her name is Lizzie. She was also a housewife back in the day. And her and Tamara had like some beef going on. And she was worried about seeing her. And then Tamara's like, oh, I'm actually pretty surprised that I'm getting along with Lizzie. This is good. But Shannon isn't even giving me the time of day. You know why? Shannon, she's spiteful. She is. Like, she'll do that on purpose. Because, yeah, basically you have to kiss her feet in order for her to, like, forgive you to move on. That's just what she does. So, basically at the end of the episode, they're doing the piñata. Megan comes out with a baseball bat and she's like, yeah, see, because I'm with Jimmy, I know how to hit a baseball really good. Ha ha ha. And then she hits the piñata. Things fall out and they're having a good time. And let me see. How does this end? We see Shannon getting irritated that Vicky and Tamara then hold hands because they seem to be getting back together as girlfriends again. And Shannon is basically like, why the fuck are you doing that? You're not being loyal to me. She's that bitch. You know what I mean? Like, you know that you know someone in your life that's like that. I may have been that person when I was younger. But I feel like I have grown, okay? I have blossomed into someone else who does not do that anymore. But I think I may have done that back in the day. But
everybody has at some point. You got to be loyal to me, either with me or against me.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So basically, at the end of the episode, we see that Shannon and David are pretty much trying to deal with the whole affair thing and being in public with people. And then you have the crazy friendships, non-friendships, trying to be friendships again between Vicky, Tamara, and Shannon. So, Travis, that was a lot, wasn't it?
Yes.
Could you stomach that whole episode? I mean, it was only 40 some minutes, but like there is a whole, I mean, listen, I know that there's archives and stuff for like basketball and shit, but let me tell you this, honey, there is crap ton of archival history with the Housewives in Bravo in general.
I understand. So, I respect that.
Yeah.
That's a heck of an episode.
Yes, I know. And, you know, so there are originally when I sent this over to you, I was like, oh, we could do like, you know, who would his starting five be? And then I was like, Kim, you're an idiot. There's only five housewives in this episode. Like, what the hell? So I was like, oh, shit. Okay. But anyways, let's try to, if we can, bring this into your forte with the basketball here, which, by the way, just little fun factians, guys, and you too. So back in the day, I thought I was going to be like WNBA player. No lie. I wanted to be like Tina Thompson, Houston Comets. Okay. Yes. And when did I start? I was like second grade or whatever. Did all the way up to sophomore year of high school. I break my nose. It sucks. Let me tell you. First of all, I feel like you're tall. Are you tall?
Yeah, I'm 6'8".
Me too. No, I'm not. My ego says that I'm that tall. But
I believe that. Yeah.
But if you look at my license, it says 5'3". But in all reality, if I go to the doctor, it's like 5'2.5". I round that shit up. Okay.
Okay.
So how did I break my nose? Well, it was a JV game. No, maybe it wasn't. It was like a scrimmage by all freaking, oh, I can't even believe this is so funny going back there. So it was a scrimmage, 10th grade. I go in and I'm like, you know what? I want to be on the varsity team. I'm going to try really hard. What do I do? I think this 5'3", in my opinion, me, I think that I can get a freaking rebound from a girl that's probably like 6 foot, and I jump really tall, and the bitch didn't even jump. She just puts her hands up. What does she do? She sees me, elbow to nose, bam. That's how I did it. Isn't that the lamest story of all time? It's terrible.
Well, the fact you say she didn't jump and she elbowed you in the face, that kind of sucks.
My ego went down and so did my nose. And let me tell you, the craziest thing is I remember it. Like, after it happened, I just know that I, like, looked down on the court and I saw, like, blood marks, obviously. And in my mind, I was just like, wow, that sucks, whoever that is. And then I realized it was me and I was like, oh, shit, damn. So then I had to get the surgery on the nose and all that kind of thing. And then that summer, I tore my meniscus. Also in a summer league game. And then you know what there, Travis? The big man was telling me, Kim, you're 5'3". Okay. Kim, you're 5'3". Maybe you should throw in the towel. So that's what I did. And then I started singing. And then I went to school for music. And then that's the end. But I was convinced back in the day I was gonna be Tina Thompson.
Hey, you know, we all have a dream. And like I said, I think that with your situation, with what you not the nose necessarily, but the tear after, like, that's like, yeah, that's like tough. But the fact that you can sing and do all that, that's hard. That's great. I love it.
Yeah. The cool thing is I was able to, even though I wasn't playing the game anymore, I was able to, like, I did the national anthem and stuff throughout the rest of my high school career.
What?
I know, right?
So you can really sing? You can really, really sing?
I mean, yeah, I think I can carry a tune or two, you know? I got some stuff out there in the social media's worlds, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so, okay, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Send me so, over some
tell
stuff.
You folks, you know. So how can we relate this episode to the game of basketball? Well, first of all, what position were you? Let me guess. Were you a center?
No, I was power forward.
Okay. Well, 6'8". Yeah, I guess that would be. Okay. So let's talk about the positions here. With these five women, obviously we need to have two forwards, guard, point guard, shooting guard, whatever you want to say. So who, in my opinion, because I was point guard, okay? So the point guard, this is just back in my day. Seems so long ago. My God. They're the ones that kind of like run the play. They kind of lead people like, hey, we got to go do. Yeah. Would you?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's Shannon. That's Shannon.
Shannon. Oh, look at that. He just came right in there. Shannon's the point guard. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I dig it.
Now, who? Let's do the next. Where would you put Megan?
I would say Megan's probably shooting guard. Shooting guard is a glamorous position.
I was just thinking that.
And she's like the glamour, the beautiful trophy wife, quote unquote. And so, yeah,
yes.
She would be the shooting guard.
I love that answer. Okay, so we have Megan and Shannon. What about Vicky?
Vicky seems like a power forward to me.
Ooh, yes. You know, I can.
Someone that's willing to do the dirty work kind of thing.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. Yeah, she is a powerhouse for sure. Okay, so now we have Tamara and we have Heather left.
Heather's the center.
Okay.
Just because I think that she'll listen to Shannon. You know what I'm saying? Like the center kind of listens to the guard. All right, go there.
Go this, do that.
You know?
Yes. Because she wouldn't understand the game of basketball in the first place.
So she'd be like, where am I supposed to go?
That's right.
Go there. Yeah. That is, go stand there.
That would be her for sure.
Yeah. So shoot a layup.
So then she would be like, what's a layup?
Exactly.
And then we have the last one was Tamara. Tamara would be the other forward.
Yep.
She would which be is small funny. Forward. Because she's like my height.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but she can do it all, kind of inside, outside, you know.
She can.
You
know she plays dirty though too. So I think
that's what you need. That's what you need.
Yes.
You know, you need.
Love
that.
It. Okay, that was our starting lineup, even though we only had five to begin with. But I love it. So with these women, which one out of the five, which one would you kick it with? Have drinks or just hang out with or whatever. You're like none of them.
If I had to pick, it would, I guess, be Megan because she's dealt with an athlete before.
Okay. You know? Okay.
Yeah. So she kind of knows that world.
Yeah.
Well, the rest of them, no, I don't think they will understand it. I don't think they would understand. Like, what do you mean a basketball game? What do you watch this? I think the rest of them kind of be like, you know, they wouldn't understand it.
You're 1,000% right. Megan was a good choice. That was a very good choice. Okay, so now a fun question.
Okay.
I don't know if you'll be able to handle it, but we'll handle it. So who would you marry, F, kill? Out of the five, you can only pick three. Marry, F, kill. So we have Shannon, Heather, Vicky, Tamara, Megan.
I feel like I would definitely want to F Megan.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if I'll marry her.
Okay.
But I would probably definitely F her.
Okay.
Shannon, I don't know because she would automatically think we might get divorced. So
that's why you should kill her.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
But we're not really gonna do this. It's a game here, people. That's not what we're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, gosh, 70%. I'm like, God, then you don't want to get married.
Yeah.
So maybe I would leave her out.
Okay. She's not included.
Yeah, not included.
Yeah.
Dang it. Vicky, I guess I would kill.
You know what? I think people who watch Bravo religiously, they wouldn't be surprised that you would say that.
Yeah. She seems like she might kill me before I kill her. So,
That is probably true.
Yeah, poison my drink or something. Yeah. Poison my juice. I don't know. I'd be scared. Like,
yeah,
this wine tastes funny. You know, it's poison in it.
So true. So you then know, we have. So wait. So we have. Okay. So you're gonna kill Vicky, F Megan. Shannon's not on the list. Oh, okay. Yeah, so we have Tamara or Heather is the last one.
I guess I would marry Tamara.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I like a challenge, maybe.
Tamara's a good challenge. She is a firecracker for sure. Yeah. Yes. And she likes sports. She works out. She co-owns.
I love that.
Yeah. So
I love that.
Good choices. So now, let me see here. Was your introduction to the Housewives everything that you thought it was going to be? And or more?
I would say the drama was a little bit more than what I expected. You know, because I watched Love and Hip Hop.
Okay.
You know, so I know that drama.
Yeah.
But the Real Housewives, I was just like, man, it's tell a lot. Me, I didn't realize.
Tell okay, well let's talk about. I saw some episodes of Love and Hip Hop like years ago, so mm-hmm, I don't mm-hmm. know. I mean, clearly it's been on for many many years, so I'm not sure if.
I haven't even watched it the last couple of years, but yeah, before I watched it a lot.
Let's how does it compare to The Housewives? Is The Housewives more dramatic, or are the storylines very different, or are there some similarities?
Some similarities. I think that the women control the show in Housewives.
Yes.
And they control the show mm-hmm. in Love and Hip Hop. But at least I think the Housewives are more authentic because the Love and Hip Hop is like, the people don't even really be in hip hop. It just be like random people. It'd be like, how are they affiliated with the hip hop? I don't get the hip hop part.
Oh you my know? Gosh, that's funny.
Like the first seasons, like it was like people who was in the industry, you yeah. know, or people were trying to get in the industry. And then it got really weird. Where it's like they have random people who's in it.
Are they trying really to like getting? Are those people trying to get into like the hip hop business?
Like the the funny thing was like the perfect example was like New York. Mm-hmm. Cardi B was in it before she became famous. Yeah.
Was she like a main character?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Did she go by Cardi B in the show? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she had a following.
Okay.
She was a stripper, but she was also rapping.
Okay.
And so literally after that show wrapped, she made her first like mixtape and then she blew up.
She blew up. She's like by mm-hmm. Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah, she never came back after that. But like, yeah, so like they have like, you know, really artists that, you know, blow up or whatever. But
for sure.
I think with the Real Housewives, they're actually housewives, you know, mm-hmm. which I really like. Even with the, what's the show with Shaq's ex-wife? Love and Basketball, whatever it is.
That's
Basketball
a great
Wives.
Movie, first of all. Love and Basketball, yeah, Love and Basketball was like my favorite movie in high school. Monica, hello. But you're probably Basketball Wives, no?
Yeah, okay. Where not, a lot of them are not really Basketball Wives anymore. Mm-hmm. They're just regular people wives. Mm-hmm. Where Real Housewives are Real Housewives. So
you know what's crazy? So I had another a friend of mine. He was on my last episode, and mm-hmm. he was telling me, I guess Scottie Pippen's ex-wife or wife, I have no idea. She's on the newest Real Housewives of Miami because Bravo had Real Housewives of Miami for like a couple seasons and then they realized like no one was watching it. So they're like, bye, we don't want to see you anymore. But now they're like coming back again. But instead of being on the actual network, they're going to be playing them on Peacock. But he was telling me that there's been like some crazy shit going on with Scottie Pippen's ex-wife who started getting with these rappers, but then they were in an open relationship and all this other crazy shit.
Yeah, she's kind of like the classic, I'm 40, I'm almost 50, but I really want to be 20 again. You know, they have like, I don't know how many kids, 3-4 kids.
Uh-huh.
She left him for Future. I'm like,
yeah, like why?
He left, yeah. So she left him for Future, and then she was with this guy who won the NBA championship, another basketball guy. Mm-hmm. Then she's with another basketball guy.
I hope it wasn't Rodman. His wife.
No, she only deals with young guys. He's a current NBA player she's dealing with.
Well, geez, I hope it's not Tristan Thompson because that guy's an asshole. And yes, I said it. I'm not ashamed.
Well, you know, I like that's a story to where I think, you know, Chloe, was it Chloe or Courtney? Whatever, you know, because she wanted a baby and a family.
Yep.
Lamar Odom couldn't give it to her, so Tristan gave it to her.
Yep.
And I don't think Tristan ever really wanted to be locked down. Anybody who leaves a pregnant woman to be with you, yeah, I never think that's going to work out.
Yeah, that's suspect.
Yeah.
So did you see a lot of that when you were playing?
God, you know what? Yes. Not necessarily guys leaving pregnant girlfriends, but guys leaving girlfriends for other girlfriends. Yeah. You know?
So is there like a written like bro code in there to like not talk about that stuff, right?
Oh, we talk about it, but not like, you know, like I don't talk about it to my wife. You know, like I don't have a wife, but if I had a wife, I wouldn't say anything to her.
Right. Why not?
You know, because that's that man's business. You never spread any man's business about what happens. He does.
Yeah, but eventually. What if you're in the business and he's talking to you? Like, if you were married to me, right, and you knew all this stuff and you didn't want to tell it to me, I'd be like, why are you keeping secrets from me?
Well, because it's not my secret to tell.
You know? I hate that excuse. It's the worst.
I'm just saying, it's not. You can't tell another man's secrets. It's not your, my secret to tell you.
True.
If he told you, then that's on him. But like, as a, you know, like I said, as a bro code, or if say we're together and then my friend's wife tells you, oh, I'm cheating on him with his other friend. Would you tell me?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So forget everything that he just said.
Okay. Well, there you go. I couldn't do it because that's his secret. But the fact that you would tell me, okay.
Listen, I would be a real housewife. I have the prerequisite. I'm not in any legal trouble. Hopefully I'll never be in that legal trouble ever in my life. But okay. I have the prerequisite. I'm going to tell you. That's what the real housewives do. We tell each other. I wouldn't tell the other housewives, but you know.
The fact that she said something to her friend and her friend immediately said something about her getting cheated on, you know, like.
I mean, damn. Yeah, that's tough. I have not been in a situation that I believe like that, thankfully. I think it is different whenever it is presented to you, like in real life. You know, mm-hmm. talking about it like this and like, ha ha ha, laughing, whatever, is one thing. But like, whenever you have it literally in front of your face, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Exactly.
Crazy.
Exactly.
So, okay. Yeah. So wrapping up, and I know I didn't ask you to do this, but we're going to try to do this on the fly. So you're familiar that the housewives, they have taglines. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what was Lydia was in Orange County. She was like, don't mess with my sparkle if you want a rainbow or whatever it is. And then you have, I'm trying to think some other one, like Dorinda had one. She's in New York. She said something. I'm not always right, but I'm never wrong. I like that one actually. But what would your tagline be if you were a housewife?
I always tell the truth, even when I lie.
Oh my God. First of all, that came so quickly from you. Like, did you have any chance, like, did you have any inkling that I would ask you that today?
Nope.
How did you just spew it off so quickly? That was very impressive.
I always have certain things in my head going, like when you ask the question, like a tag thing, like that's something I've always, you're that's down what with I would say.
Oh my God. Can you say it one more time? Cause that was delicious.
I always tell the truth, even when I lie.
Ooh! Oh my God. That's a good one. That's good. That affected me. Thank you for that. Oh my gosh. No, thank you. And you know what, Travis, you got to tell us more about your podcasts and what they're all about and tell us how we can follow you and all that good stuff.
All right. Well, we'll start with the following first. You can follow me on Instagram at Travis W. Reed. I realize there's a lot of Travis Reeds out there. I didn't realize there was so many. So at Travis W. Reed, R-E-E-D, not R-E-I-D. R-E-E-D. And then on Facebook, same thing, Travis W. Reed. Like I said, my page is open. You can just follow me. It's no problem. And as far as my shows go, I got three shows on Spotify, but there's two on the network.
Ah.
Yeah.
Tell us the third one too. What's the third one? I didn't even know that.
The third one is the one I did about a year ago. That's when I started this whole podcast thing.
Okay.
Yeah. It's called Travis Reed, A Basketball Life.
Yes.
And it basically details my 10 years overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the crazy stories. Like, I'll give you an example. When I was in Bogota, Colombia, we won like a huge game.
Mm-hmm.
And we like pretty much in Bogota, they make you stay in a hotel as a team.
Okay.
Because of the kidnapping kind of rate.
Yeah.
So the owners of the team came to the hotel one night after the big game, and then they came in and then they brought five women. So, it's nice, you know, five women downstairs, and then five more, then 10, then 20, then 30, brought up to about 50 women came into the hotel.
They wanted to be housewives.
Yeah, exactly.
I had to. I'm sorry.
For the night. So they brought 50 of like these beautiful, exotic women. Mm-hmm. This is my first year overseas. I have a girlfriend at the time and I'm scared. So I'm like, this is insane. And then, my coach, a bigger gentleman took three women up to his room. He was like, coach, you're not going to take three. He was like, my son, trust me, that's just one crazy story of my 10 years overseas. I have a lot of them. If you listen to Travis Reed, The Basketball Life, just type in Travis Reed, The Basketball Life, and you'll see it on Spotify, iHeartRadio.
Yes.
But it comes to the two shows on the Believe Network. One's Believe in UCLA, where me and my co-host,
you're thinking of Bravo. I love it.
Yeah. me and my co-host Sam talk about UCLA sports, football, basketball, whatever the case is. And that's on Spotify as well. But my main show, the show that I host, is called An Athlete's Journey. It's where pretty much people listen to my podcast and they say, man, I want to tell my story. So other former athletes talk about their journey from how they began.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And how they finished. And pretty much for me, the main thing for me is like what happens after. Everybody loves the athletes, to be honest, they kiss your ass, whatever the case is.
Yeah.
When you're playing. But when the lights turn off, what happens, to athletes? And people kind of forget about them and forget what happens. I would tell you from firsthand experience, I struggled.
Really?
Big. Oh, I struggled big after I retired. I played 10 years overseas, playing in Holland, Germany, Australia, Ukraine, all over.
Wow.
Just to name a couple.
Yeah.
And then after I retired, because of injury, kind of similar to you, not with the elbow and the...
Did you get the ACL or something?
I had two stress fractures in my shin. So I have two plates in both my shins.
No.
Yeah.
For the love of the game, man, I get you on that. For the love of the game.
So, I had cracked bones in both my shins.
Oh, geez.
And so, kind of forced me to retire when I was about 33. Mm. And after that, I had a 3-year-old son at the time. I didn't know what I was going to do with my life. All I knew was basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a great depression. I drank a lot. Mm. I was really, really... I gained a lot of weight. I just didn't know where I was going to turn.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened was with the grace of God and the help of my family, got me back on track to where I'm at now. I lost about 120 pounds.
Right.
And so for me, I wanted to tell that journey. My friends who played in the NBA overseas tell their journeys, as well.
Do you find that that's a touching story? And first of all, thank you for sharing. That was very personal. I feel so much closer to you now. Okay. We just met, holy cannoli. But do you find that to be a pretty, that story isn't, peculiar, if you will? I don't know if that's the right, surprising.
No, to be honest. And this is the good thing about an athlete's journey. It doesn't necessarily have to be about an athlete.
Yeah.
It can be about regular people, mm-hmm. because it can end in high school for you. It can end in college for you.
Mm-hmm.
It can end early and you have to figure out the transition of what you're going to do with the rest of your life. For me, the transition, that's the main thing about my show, just the transition of basketball,
right,
or sports in general,
mm-hmm.
To life, because all is one thing. Like all I knew was basketball for 28 years.
Right.
Until now, all of a sudden, okay, well, you have a son to feed. You got to feed him.
Right.
What you going to do?
Right. Right.
Yeah. It's like a lawyer. All of a sudden, okay, now you got to be a doctor.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty intense. Speaking of just thinking of NBA right now, do you have a fave player that you like to watch?
Now?
Yeah.
Giannis, if you want to say. Giannis is, I'm a Laker fan.
Okay.
Die-hard Laker fan.
Okay, makes sense,
But if you want to say just a favorite player, probably Giannis, because I just love his dog. I love his dog.
Yes.
He just intense, plays hard all the time, gives you everything he got.
Are you a Kawhi fan?
No.
Hell no. Oh, my God. Why not? We were so well.
Because he spurned the Lakers. He should have went to the Lakers. He should have been a Laker. And he said, no, I'm going to go to Clippers. And so what's wrong with that?
I mean, Kevin Durant left to go. He left the freaking Warriors. I mean, this is when I was still watching. Is he still with Brooklyn?
Yes, he's still with
Brooklyn. Yeah, he left to go to Brooklyn. Like, what the hell?
Well, I mean, you know, that's good because he made the NBA boring when he was with Golden State. That was boring basketball because we all knew they were going to win.
I mean, that may be true. But, you know, it's always a good time.
No, it's fun for the fans of that team.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But it's not fun for, like, just the overall, you know, competition of basketball.
Hey, though, when Kawhi was on the Spurs, though, that team was pretty good.
It was until not now.
That's you so know? True. You know what? They you're were. You're inspiring me to get back on the NBA bus and see what the hell is going on. You know, for me being from Pittsburgh, mm-hmm, we don't really have mm-hmm. a have a team here.
If I Are you a Steelers fan?
Yeah, by default. But, like, I don't know what's going on currently with the season. So check it out. This is, like, real quick. I'm in Pittsburgh currently, but I live in Chicago. But, like, the whole COVID thing brought me back to Pittsburgh. You know, I'm with my parents right now. It's the holidays, too, so why not? But
makes sense.
I'm in Chicago. So whenever I'm in Chicago, they don't, like, air the Pittsburgh sports. Why would they? So I've been a little absent from the Pittsburgh sports.
I understand that. The only reason I was asking because my brother is a huge Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Huge.
Yes, I love your brother.
Yeah, he's like, oh, my God. Like, for Christmas, like, you have to get him something Pittsburgh Steelers. Something,
Does he have
anything.
A terrible towel?
Yes.
Okay.
He has four of them.
Okay, good.
Terrible towel, slippers, hat, jersey.
Has he been to Pittsburgh?
No, but he's been to a Pittsburgh Steelers game when the Raiders was in L.A.
Listen, let me tell you this message for your brother. He needs to come to Pittsburgh because he has to experience, obviously, the city itself. Everyone thinks, here's my one little rant real quick, and then I'll get back into my whole message to your brother. Anytime that I meet someone, when I meet someone new, and I'm like, yeah, I'm Kim, I'm from Pittsburgh, conversation mm-hmm. keeps going. Eventually, like, the whole hometown thing comes back up for whatever reason. And the other person's always like, Philly, right? And I'm like, no, man, I'm Pittsburgh. Philadelphia and Pittsburgh are two different places, two different cities, very different. One's bigger, one's smaller. I'm from Pittsburgh. I can't even tell you, Travis, on how often that happens. Basically, anyone that I meet.
But they're close together. That's probably why.
Yeah, I guess. But I want to be like, no, like, Pittsburgh and Philly are different. But anyways, back to your brother. What's his name?
His name is Carl Reed Jr.
Carl Reed Jr. This is for you. So make sure you tell him to listen to this episode.
I will do that.
Carl, you need to come to Pittsburgh because you need to experience the real Pittsburgh life here with the fans. But also, you got to go to, like, the number one spot in Pittsburgh. The Primanti Brothers. Get yourself the Primanti Brothers sandwich. I forget. The steak and cheese is what they're known for. It's to die. You got the Italian bread. You got the steak and the cheese and the coleslaw and the french fries all on the sandwich. I know. Don't you want to come now too? Y'all come together. Like, y'all can meet me up. I'll take you there.
Yes. I would love to see that. Yes, I would love to have that. And just, you know, just be in the ambiance of Pittsburgh.
Yes.
I've never been to Pittsburgh, so.
A lot of people haven't. It's a small city. People are like, why? People think that it's like, people still think, I think people still assume that Pittsburgh's more in, like, steel city and, like, all this crazy industrial shit. No, like, there's stuff to do here.
Is it?
I promise. Yes.
Okay.
You can go to different museums. We have the Andy Warhol Museum, which is a lot of fun. Obviously, Pirate Game, Steeler Game, hockey games. Obviously, we're known for our sports, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're a sports fan, this is definitely going to be...
Sports, I get it.
Yes. So
I would love to. I wouldn't mind. Like I said, Pittsburgh is someplace that I've never been. It's intriguing.
Yeah. And then if you don't like it, you can drive 5 hours to Philly because they're basically the same thing. Oh my gosh.
I got you. No. Look, I've really never been to the East Coast. Like, I've flown through New York.
Really?
But I've never really been to the East Coast. Never visited.
Oh, Travis, you gotta come.
Yeah. I've flown through Chicago, flown through New York, never really been to the East Coast ever. I always wanted to go though.
Wow. See, I've never been overseas, so.
I've been every country in Europe, almost every country.
Wow. Would you go back?
Australia. Yeah, I'm going back.
To live?
No, just to visit.
Oh, okay.
There's nowhere better than California.
Well, yeah, home is where the heart is. But if there was one spot in Europe.
Barcelona.
Oh, okay.
Spain.
Okay.
The most beautiful place. If I had to leave the States, I would live in Spain. It's not even close.
Okay. Barcelona here, people. Maybe that should be my first stop overseas. I got a passport.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, good.
I never used it.
Trust me, the weather, the people, it's so beautiful. Wow. Ooh. This is a beautiful place.
All righty, Yinz guys. We obviously it's the holidays, so we should all go travel. Let's meet up in Barcelona and I'll see Yinz guys there soon. But in the meantime, don't forget to follow me too on Instagram at Bravo Yinzer. Yinzer spelled Y-I-N-Z-E-R. And then follow us at Believe Podcasts and at Believe Pop Culture. That's Believe, B-L-E-A-V. Check Travis out on all of his different podcasts because the dude is doing his thing. You also have a very good radio voice, so that's all I have to say. Yes.
Well, thank you very much.
And thank you so much for coming on the show, and we hope to see you again.
Yes. I'm telling you, you know, I didn't know what to expect, but I'm really, really happy.
I hope you had fun. I know it's different from what you do.
Oh no, I'm opening my box.
Love it. I love it. Well, you did a great job in this Bravo crazy ass world. It's a lot of fun here, I promise.
Yes, it is. I was like, I will come back. If you invite me, I'll come back.
Yes. All righty, Yinz guys. You heard it from his mouth. He will be back, which means he'll have to watch many more episodes.
Yes.
Well, thanks again for being on the show there, Tree Hubbis.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Yinz guys. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.